today's bulletin, brought to you by Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Brady Evans. The Northern Territory Chief Minister is fearful COVID-19 will claim lives in the top end before the end of the year, as the Territory records 6 new cases today. One of the infections is in Katherine, while the remaining 5 are in the remote Indigenous community of Robinson River. NT Health is now asking anyone who has been to Robinson River since November 11th to come forward for testing, regardless of the presence of symptoms. Chief Minister Michael Gunner is urging residents to get vaccinated, saying authorities cannot be sure the virus hasn't spread further in the Robinson River and Katherine communities.
If you waited because you didn't think COVID would get here, it's here. If you waited because you didn't think COVID was a serious virus, well, you're wrong. The virus has killed 5.1 million people in the world. I fear it will take lives in the Territory before the year is out. Please, please don't let it be your life.
Federal Labor has announced its first major policy announcement in the lead-up to the election, promising nearly $2.5 billion to upgrade the national broadband network. If Labor wins the next election, it plans to expand full fibre NBN access, including connecting up to 600,000 premises in regional Australia to optical fibre. The party estimates the project would create 12,000 jobs. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says Australia deserves a world-class internet network.
High-speed broadband isn't about downloading videos. It's about providing health services to people where they live. It's about providing education services. It's about making sure that businesses can compete. It is about Australia being able to compete with the world.
Western Australia's government will press ahead with controversial new Aboriginal cultural heritage laws, despite opposition from Indigenous groups. The legislation, to be tabled in the Labor-controlled state parliament today, replaces the outdated Aboriginal Heritage Act, which enabled Rio Tinto's destruction last year of the 46,000-year-old Juukan Gorge rock shelters. It is being classified as an urgent bill, meaning it will likely be pushed through the lower house within a matter of days. But Aboriginal groups, who were only shown the final legislation overnight, say the government has ignored their concerns by retaining the ultimate decision-making power on the destruction of cultural heritage sites. More than a decade after the Pike River mine disaster in New Zealand killed 29 workers, human remains have been discovered for the first time. Police say remains of 2, possibly 3 men were captured in images late last week during boring efforts deep into the mine. The explosion was New Zealand's worst workplace accident, claiming the lives of 2 Australians. And turning to sport, Cricket Australia has recalled veteran batter Usman Khawaja to a 15-man squad to take on England for the Ashes starting next month. The Queensland batter says he is delighted to be selected.
Look, obviously, always very excited. Playing for Australia is always an honour, and being selected in the 15-man squad is always obviously a big honour too. So, I look excited, but it's still business as usual. We're in the middle of the season, so can't get too far ahead of myself.
Khawaja and fellow batter Marcus Harris are included in the squad, alongside bowler Jai Richardson, while Michael Nisa and Mitchell Swepson could be in line for test debuts. The first match will be played at the Gabba in Brisbane early next month, with matches in Adelaide, Melbourne, Sydney and Perth to follow.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
And welcome to Studio Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. Mate, my name is Mario and I'm back in the studio after 3 weeks of absence. It's at 5 minutes past 2 and it's time for me to share the sun weather. Did you know that the weather is the most deceiving channel on the planet? You know, you're going to expect the sun, it's going to be rain. Today, current temperature, it's 11 degrees, maximum 21 degrees, and the chances of rain, 20 degrees. Don't let us see what the rest of the week looks like. Wednesday. So Thursday says maximum temperature is going to be 22 degrees, Friday 28, Saturday 22, Sunday 24, Monday 29. So you can take your sunscreens out and enjoy the beach because there's no and restrictions, but you know, I wasn't very familiar with this type of the program running. I like to say, unfortunately, Matt Caron is not with us today in the studio. However, I have two guests who has previously been with us in studio. but let's go take a short break. My name is Mario Beckes, and you're listening live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt, and we'll take a short break and come back with our guests.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends that, you know, who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross. Look, she's just so black.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough cause you notice that butt was stuffed. In the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get with ya and take your picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, rump a smooth skin. You say you wanna get in my bins? Well, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I seen her dancing to hell with romance, and she's sweat, wet, got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines saying flat butts all the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She gotta pack much back. So fellas,
yeah,
fellas,
yeah.
Has your girlfriend got your butt?
Hell
tell
yeah.
Her, shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake
it.
Shake that healthy butt. Baby got back.
LA with the open booty.
Baby got back.
LA with the open booty. LA with the open booty.
I like them round and big. And when I'm throwing a gig, I just can't help myself. I'm acting like an animal. Now here's my scandal. I wanna get you home and double up. I ain't talking about Playboy, cause silicone parts are made for toys. I want them real thick and juicy, so find that juicy double. Mix-a-lot's in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos. Knock knee bimbos walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos. I'll keep my women like Flojo. A word to the thick soul sisters, I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna. Till the break of dawn, baby got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this song, cause them punks like to hit it and quit it. And I'd rather stay and play, cause I'm long and I'm strong and I'm down to get the friction on. So ladies,
yeah.
Ladies,
yeah.
If you wanna roll my Mercedes,
yeah.
Then turn around, stick it out. Even white boys got to shout, baby got back. Baby got back.
Yeah, baby. When it comes to females, Cosmo ain't got nothing to do with my selection. 36, 24, 36.
Alive 90.5.
And welcome to the studio. Listening live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt. I apologize. I was absent for 3 weeks and I forgot how to use this beautiful equipment around me. However, I have two beautiful guests in my studio. Not just beautiful because they are beautiful inside or outside, but they are beautiful because they are true, pure hope to all our listeners. And I'd like to introduce to our both guests, Jody and our lovely guest from the very first beginning of this year, Kitty. Welcome to the studio.
Hi.
Who's this? Who says hi?
Me, Kitty.
Yeah. Hi, Kitty.
Nice to see you again,
Jody, how
Mario.
Are you?
Hi, Mario. I'm well, thanks.
Okay,
thanks for having us back.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, let's go crack now into the this program. Okay, we've been locking lockdown for so long, and last time we saw both of you was a month ago, like many, many seasons, you know, the autumn, the winter, maybe in the spring. But, you know, the good thing is two of you are true, pure hope for the many people. I say this why, I say this with a reason. The moment we had the lockdown, there was become very, very silent in the market. And most of the people, I truly believe they were leaders or inspiration, motivation, and name them, they just disappeared. However, two of you start doing even harder and more. So Kitty, for our listeners quickly, can you introduce yourself?
Of course. Yeah. My name is Kitty Parker. I am the director of Kitty and Miles Personal Buyers Agency. And for your listeners that have no idea what a buyer's agency is, it means I assist people in the purchase of property to help level the playing field when they're dealing with sales agents, real estate agents, etc. So I advocate squarely for the buyer in the purchasing of property.
And somehow that part of your success, you acquired a good friend and somebody who is assisting you, making the market even more tempting. Her name is Jody. Jody, quickly for our listeners, introduce yourself. Apart from being a successful mother, you know, you achieved some personal goals, but then you joined to Kitty and her team.
I have, absolutely. So I have joined Kitty and Miles as a senior buyer's agent, and I am most grateful. As Mario said, yes, I'm a mum of four. So to be re-entering the workforce in such a full-time capacity, you need somebody that can see and value who you are as a person, but also on a professional level, what you bring to the table for them as well as the company. And I am so blessed to be in exactly the right space. It's taken me nearly 40 years to get there, but I feel as though I'm home. It's a great place.
The one thing I noticed when you walked in the studio, right, with the Kitty, that you're very happy. So can you share with me why you're happy working with the Kitty?
Oh my goodness. I think first and foremost, Mario, this woman is a powerhouse just as a person.
She is.
I'm going to blush.
Like, no, I'm going to cry. I don't know how I'm going to get this out. For her individually and as a person, but to be an incredible mentor now in the space that we find ourselves professionally is... I think everyone's dream when you come on board with anything, whether it's a friendship, whether it's a business relationship, a professional relationship, you want to be valued. You want to seek advice from the right people. And so many of us get caught up in a web of, we think that that's the right person, but potentially it's not. And we're often fed the wrong information.
Yes.
Being a part of Kitty and Miles and being so close to Kitty Parker herself, she really is my mentor, both in life, both I seek advice from her on a personal level and from a professional level. I'm new to the Sydney market, absolutely loving being a buyer's agent and managing those expectations of my clients, but I have Kitty lighting the way for me, and it's incredible. So blessed.
That's a great story. And, you know, like we're witnessing every day, you know, social media was something... We all been saturated with the successes, and everybody does something. But I have full right to say this, because I can vouch for two of you. You never stop to grind. You never stop to hustle. You never stop making this market better place, or, you know, helping the clients and everything else. Well, as I mentioned before, those who are expected to be the loudest, they convert into actions, be the true leaders, and somehow they hide themselves. And, you know, suddenly when the lockdown goes off, you know, it was like it was gonna back online and look at me. But you never take this award for two of yourself, you know, when you're putting things on social media, helping the people, but you're continuously present and helping so many. So Kitty, I have a question for you. How was the working environment for you? And what were the challenges you saw with the latest lockdown in your particular business, Kitty and Miles?
Good question, Mario. I think for the company, one of the hardest bridges to cross during lockdown was the fact that the property market in Sydney in particular really took off during lockdown. Obviously, there were a number of reasons why, and I know this discussion is not about that, but generally speaking, the business of Kitty and Miles almost tripled during lockdown, and it was predominantly because people were really having problems buying property. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners out there, anyone that has attempted to buy property in the last 6 months will definitely vouch for the fact that it has not been an easy task at all. So my goal always is to try and advocate for people that not only are trying to buy property, but find that sales agents, real estate agents, or other buyer's agents don't really speak to them in particular. So what I mean by that is, if I may speak frankly, the typical buyer's agent, they look for people with disposable income and, you know, want to buy expensive properties. And if I'm honest, I feel like there's a lot of pretense there. It's quite pretentious. And they speak to
the average white couple. And, you know, there'll be people out there that won't like me saying that, but that's what I believe. And there's a whole lot of other property buyers out there that just feel unspoken to, whether they're gay couples, single parents, people that have just immigrated from other countries, or whether they're people where English is a second language to them. Even to the fact where people that aren't buying in the eastern suburbs and have $5 million, they're looking at buying in, say, Baulkham Hills, and they've got their, you know, budget of, you know, $800,000. They deserve, you know, to have the same assistance as somebody who has, you know, deep pockets. So let's just say during lockdown, it was extremely busy for Kitty and Miles, and I personally struggle to say no to helping people. Jody's laughing here. It's true. I, you know, when someone comes to me and they're really struggling, and if I say I'm really sorry, I'm at capacity, and then they really tell me a story that hits the heart, I'll do my best to either give them information to send them on their way or try and fit them in. And I've learned at times it's to my own detriment, but I guess it does come from a pure place. So
you're doing very well. Eh?
I think I answered your question, and then probably another 10 questions on top of that.
That's what we do, right?
No, that, I do have a question, but I do have a question for Jody. So you joined to Kitty team, and I can see that there's a spark there. There's not just happiness and but mutual respect for both of each other, right?
Completely.
Yeah, and instead of asking me, Kitty, why not, I'll ask you, Jody Bond, why you didn't stop working?
I think it comes down to whenever there's a trouble or a problem or people hit rock bottom, people tend to retreat, like you said. And that's not in my nature. I've been there. I've done that. I want to keep growing. I want to keep developing. And as Kitty was saying, people want to be seen and heard. Buyer's agencies are not for just the rich and famous or people with bottomless pockets. They are for your everyday mums and dads that are struggling to understand this busy market, that potentially think they have the budget for something but then turn up on auction day and get completely priced out. They have dreams, they have wants and needs, and at the end of the day, that's who we are at Kitty and Miles. We're real people with our own real problems and real struggles that we've had to overcome. So we come from a place of understanding, a place of empathy, where we're actually here to help you. So that's why I didn't stop. Mario, it's not going to happen. It's not in my nature.
Will not stop happening. This interview with your dear listeners, you listen to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario Matt, with us in studio Kitty and Jody from Kitty and Miles, and we take a short break, and after break we come with more questions with those two amazing ladies.
Passing every red light, I know I'm in over my head, a rebel that I don't hide. Remember all the words that you said. Even if the love was hurting, I'll be yours, I'll be yours again. I can feel that fire's burning, give me more. So tell me, would you feel my love? Drowning in the blue of your eyes. Even if the love was hurting, I'll be yours, I'll be yours again. I can feel that fire's burning, give me more. So tell me, would you feel my blood? Cause I can never get enough.
the globe.
Streaming live 24/7.
Alive905.com.au.
We all know that paying for a funeral can be a financial burden. However, have you ever thought of paying off a prepaid funeral? With none of the ongoing premiums that is associated with funeral insurance, $1,000 can get you started. Hills Family Funerals, a family-owned and operated business of 35 years, can make it easier for you. Call 02 9659 0900. Ask for Richard Spiteri or speak to one of the friendly staff members to learn how. Get assistance today. Call Hills Family Funerals, station sponsor.
Penny's Crispy Pork Crackling is slow-cooked for that big crunch and taste. Put some crunch in your munch. As a 100% Australian-owned business, Penny's Crispy Pork Crackling have been supplying deliciously crispy snacks in three crunch-tastic flavours, barbecue, chilli and original, to pubs, bottle shops, grocers and butchers in the Hills District. Order some now by visiting our website at penniescrackling.com.au, spelt with a Y, or calling 02 8068 9664.
Station sponsor.
The C word. Cancer. It's different in a young person's world. Luckily, Canteen is here to fill the lives of those aged 12 to 25 with better C words, like connection, compassion, communication and counselling. Canteen gives young people the skills and support to face cancer, whether it's their own or a loved one's. Please visit canteen.org.au to donate and let young people know when cancer comes crashing in, Canteen can help pick up the pieces.
Welcome back to the studio. Listening live, 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Matt is unfortunate today to be with us in studio. However, I'm truly privileged to have back in studio two amazing ladies. Not just amazing because they're doing a great job, but they have their personal stories. We shared a little bit earlier this year on this particular show with Kitty. She left such a big impression on me, what she's gone through, and yet she found her energy, strength, and reasons to overcome some obstacles which most of people will fault and probably they will never gonna walk. And then we have the Jody, personal successes, you know, mother of four. And what I like it about this show is today talking after such a long time and a lockdown, having the first guest in studio, Jody and Kitty. It's not because they're doing a great job or what they're doing great for their clients. So Kitty, I have the question for you. What was your biggest challenge during the lockdown? And yet, you succeeded to continue grinding and pushing on the market. What was the biggest challenge, maybe personal, maybe business-wise?
I think... Thanks, Mario.
I need to press the buttons. I forgot the
other. You have a bit of a break like in learning.
Yes.
How did you manage to mute her?
It's a magic here. So.
I'm pretty sure my other half is listening, and I'm sure he's going to say, Mario, you need to show me the mute button.
He's listening. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm
teach
sorry.
Me.
No, he's going to go, I need to mute her.
I'm going to lend him this out. So please. So we're experiencing a COVID lockdown, which started the end of the June. And many people actually stop living the life. I noticed this personally, but yet you continued. But what was your biggest challenge for the business or your personal level during the lockdown?
Good question. I've been really honest with everybody that yes. I struggled with this lockdown on a personal level. I pretty much ate my way through lockdown, and that's the truth. I think Cadbury.
When you say ate, you mean you ate something like food?
Oh, absolutely.
Food.
Gelato Messina, and ladies listening out
chocolate.
There.
That's
yes.
it.
Chocolate
okay.
was my friend.
I don't feel guilty now. So that's
no, yes. And I
COVID
think,
kilos
yes.
are real.
Yeah, I think, you know, being honest, that has been a lot of people during lockdown that, you know, we all try and say, we're okay. You know, we're hanging in there. You know, we have a way of just going, yeah, everything's okay. But I was just really honest, going, you know, I'm really struggling with this because I'm a very sociable, talkative person. Yeah. And being in four walls, you know, the first month it was like, okay, I can adjust to this. And then that month rolled into another month, rolled into another month. And I think we all, like everybody in Sydney and Greater New South Wales, it was in lockdown. Everyone did the best they could, but we all had to find coping mechanisms to just keep our sanity during that time. So I think, I'm not going to lie, it was a struggle,
But I also, as I mentioned off air, I think that because I had a bit of a problematic childhood and went through a lot of struggles because of a very unpredictable, inconsistent, dysfunctional childhood, ironically, when something like COVID comes along, it was a little bit easier for me to take in my stride and like my mental health and my emotions, and that I was like, okay, well, this is how it is. We just got to roll with it.
Yeah.
How do I cope with it? And I think in a funny way, my dysfunctional upbringing gave me a lot of resilience and the ability to navigate chaotic environments and maintain a sense of kind of stability in the chaos. So I think out there, a lot of people that have a trauma background, quite ironically, I think they would have done better in lockdown than people that really don't feel like they've had a lot of suffering.
If I may add something on this, you know, this is the difference. As like, I have a full right to say this because I'm witnessing this, you know, in my humble of 49 years of life. There's a difference in uprising, you know, like people who had an easier childhood, people who are born with money, no money and everything else. But one thing strikes me with you and Jody, right? And this is the guarantee why I love being surrounded with people like yourself and everybody else. You're not ashamed. You're not afraid to speak the truth on radio.
Yeah.
Kitty from Kitty Miles and Jody Bond, they're not afraid to say, I was eating, I was, you know, I didn't feel well and anything else. Because everybody tried to wrap these things, you know, such a nice packaging and then presenting like, you know, I'll come as a hero from the lockdown. It was breaking everybody. I was being broken as well, you know. I hated, you know what I mean? I hated being sometimes at home and doing nothing and select myself. The time is passing by. I wrote all books and done things. Jody, what was for you the personal or maybe business challenge, you know what I mean?
I'll start with the personal. As Kitty said, I think when you've had downfalls in your life and positions where you've had to build yourself up, you build an internal strength, a strong sense of knowing internally. And I think that helps with the external things going on around you. For me, this lockdown was so lonely. So not only when Sydney went into lockdown, Newcastle and the Hunter Valley were not. So my children, based in the family home where we co-parent, were in the Hunter and I was essentially Sydney-based. I could still go to them, but I actually had the police turn up at my door questioning me for being there. They had had an anonymous phone call.
You little rebel. Okay, yep, here we go. I had as well a few of them.
Anonymous, sorry, not so much. But look, at the end of the day, I wasn't doing anything that I wasn't allowed to. And as a mother, guess what? Nothing would have stopped me from getting to my children. But I was very lonely. Mm. I would come home to my apartment for a few days. Yes, I had my work and we were so exponentially busy, as Kitty said, so that kept me sane. But I was sad, Mario. I was so lonely and sad. And it's funny, it's not until after the fact that even talking about it now, you actually realize just, you know what, we can say we enjoyed the picnics, we enjoyed the time out, we got to spend quality time with the children. Well, yeah, you did, but at what cost?
You see, this is the guarantee that I'm saying. You know, having Kitty and Jordan in the studio today. I met so many men in my life, you know, and, you know, sitting opposite me and everything else, and I know when they're talking beautiful things. But yet emotions coming from you now, Jordy, this very moment saying, I was lonely.
Yeah.
And plus somebody was tip you off, your criminal, during the lockdown.
That's not even the start of it.
Because I was expecting Kitty's going to be on a front page or seeing Morning Herald, you know what I mean? Like, it was auction, everybody's selling. This is what makes you unique. This is the guarantee for everybody who is coming, working along with you, you know what I mean, and using your services, is going to be happy.
Well, it's real. And at the end of the day, it's not, life doesn't need to be sugar-coated. You need to have empathy. You need to have an understanding that everyone goes through stuff.
It is. So, Katie, tell me something. While you're locked down, where did you find motivation or inspiration to do work on social media? Because I noticed that your social media straight away, it's like, she is good. I mean, she is good.
You.
No, seriously, like how?
Thank you so much.
I really enjoyed those posts, but where did you find inspiration? As a Jody, she said, you know, she felt lonely and, you know, we all felt lonely as well, but, you know, this is no question asked. Where did you find inspiration? What makes you push yourself? What energy, where did you draw that energy?
That's
a part of your better half was the mute button.
Now, honestly, it's a question I wish I knew the answer to, because honestly, my whole life, I've just had this unstoppable grit and drive and work ethic. And I work really long hours, and I'm not exaggerating, and I'm not trying to say I'm great or anything. Just I'm really driven to make an impact and leave a legacy. Yeah. And that's not about ego, and it's not about power or that. I really just want to make a difference. And I feel I've been lucky in that for some reason I've been blessed with intelligence. And, you know, not that my family sent me to school or anything. So it's not like it came from my family. Yes. But I've been blessed with some natural level of intelligence. And I feel it's my duty to help people. Like, it's the greater good. I feel like this is my gift. This is what I can use to help others. And it just drives me every day, Mario. Like, I try and have one day off a week, absolutely, but I would be lying if I said I worked under like 10 hours a day. And sometimes I'll be like really exhausted and I'll be like burnt out. I'll reset and I'll get up and go again. So I can honestly say very humbly, I do not know another human being that works as hard as I work. I am an absolute hard worker.
Your honesty is second to none. But if I may share something before we take the break, that this episode with Jody and Kitty is a gift to everybody. And I say this, what a gift it is. As I say, I learned one thing in my life. There's a time when there's a war. Let's go say the COVID lockdown was a type of the warfare. There's a war leaders, right? And then comes the peace where everybody crawls out of the day nice, you know, comfy homes, in a mean in the halls, and then start spruking out and they try to take position. What is significant for yourself and Jody that you both survived the war and you continue grinding? And motivation in this honest speech by both of you, it's a gift. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to Success Voice on the Planet, Mario Becker's Business Insights with Mario and Matt on the Live 90.5. We take a short break and come back after the break.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight, sleep to late night, sitting alone. Conversations with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space? And I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, now I can't escape. Nothing happens after two, it's true. Sitting alone, conversations with a stranger.
sending alone. Conversations with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space?
Hexagon Home Loans is your trusted mortgage broker. We focus on providing you with personal service and expert advice to help you find the home loan which best suits your requirements. Ranging from first home loans, refinancing, investment home loans, self-employed home loans, debt consolidation and SMSF loans. With a large network of lending institutions at our fingertips, we can assist you in making a well-informed decision that will save you time and money. Call us on 1300 562 649. Australian Credit Licence 504481. Station sponsor.
We are Invictus Partners, an Australian company specialising in checking software usage across the major vendors like SAP, Oracle, IBM, Microsoft and VMware. Are you looking to reduce your software fees? Are you worried about being audited? Are you migrating to the cloud? Do you need help working out your software usage versus entitlements? Contact us at Invictus Partners today before you get hit with a compliance fine. Go to www.invictuspartners.com to arrange a no-obligation discussion to see how we can help you. Station sponsor.
If you're thinking about joining Australia's growing volunteer community, then get started at govolunteer.com.au. Go Volunteer lists thousands of volunteering opportunities and you can search for positions to suit your interests in your own area. Helping others in their time of need makes volunteering a very rewarding experience. More volunteers are needed by many organisations, so don't think about it any longer. Get started right now and check out govolunteer.com.au. It's a free service from Volunteering Australia.
Welcome back to the studio. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Unfortunately, Matt is not today with us in the studio. However, Matt has been replaced with two amazing humans, Kitty from Kitty Miles and Jody Bod from Kitty Miles as well. Those two ladies, I'm inviting to come today on our website, alive905.com.au, and tune in to podcast after this radio show, not just to be impressed, but to be motivated, because you have, after this interview, you have no excuse to say no to the life. But Kitty, come back to you. Okay, we were very honest during the break. And I want to say how the Jody, she was jumping on the table here and she's breaking the equipment.
That's
and
I'm Jody. Jody's 110% enthusiastic.
She's a criminal. She's a criminal. Like, you know, when you say that somebody dobbed you, right? You know what I mean?
Yes.
I have a cops as well a few times, right? And I couldn't understand who called the cops. I realized later on that was my neighbor, which we don't talk whatsoever. And I asked, I said, what would you call the cops and anything else? He says to me, well, I heard many voices. And I said to him, I said, like, listen, dude, you know what I mean? There was a Zoom, you know what I mean? And it was on all speakers, you know what I mean? And just what did you achieve with this one, you know what I mean? And then he said, like, oh, I just want to prevent, you know, my family from COVID. It's like, but I'm living next to you, you know, it just doesn't make sense. So tell us more about Ice Cream Kitty. What ice cream did you eat during the lockdown?
I'm like, go off on a tangent.
Okay.
Look, I'm being honest here.
Yes. That
Jody knows this one.
Yep.
Within like a
now,
not, 1
now
to
it's
2
not the Jody, another million yeah. listeners of this. So like,
honestly, within a 1 or 2 minute walk from my house, a yes. gelato Messina opened up.
Uh-huh, so that's a shop, right?
Kitty was a VIP.
You don't know
customer.
What Gelato Messina is, Mario? It's
no.
only the uh-huh. best gelato. It's like the Versace of gelato.
Gelato's like
yeah. this. Like, seriously. And, you know, you've got nothing else to do in lockdown. You can't do anything. So suddenly there's a Gelato Messina there, and they have this really lovely, like, yogurt gelato that has,
what's
like...
What's it called? Yogurt gelato?
Yeah, it's like a yogurt, a frozen yogurt gelato with caramel. Yeah.
So it's kind
it.
Of healthy.
So you think it's kind of healthy because yeah. it says yogurt, right?
Not when you eat five a day, it's not.
You betcha, Jody. That's it. And so I was eating the healthy Gelato Messina yogurt.
Yes.
But then the other thing was my hubby found Cadbury's, what is it? The caramel hokey pokey. Yeah, caramel hokey pokey.
He's bad.
So bad.
But we'd buy a family block for me to have a row, right? And then he'd be like, where's the chocolate? And I'm like, oh. And he's like, did you eat the whole family block? And I'm like,
but
yeah.
Did you?
I did. 110%.
Yeah, oh, yes, I did.
So, yeah. So I
admire him. He's still with you after that incident. You know what I mean? The chocolate ice block to eat. Like, congratulations, but he's like a good one. Jody, what was your biggest scene with the food during the lockdown? Hopefully, there's not yoga ice cream.
No, my biggest thing was actually probably just eating in general. I think last time I was here, we spoke about my weight loss surgery and all the pros and cons that go with that. So generally, yes. I'm super flat out. I don't have the hormone in my stomach, so I don't get hungry. Although I wasn't hungry, I would just eat. So it was just like, oh, well, I'm just at home. I'm not on the go, in and out of the car, seeing clients. So I actually ate.
You see, I was surprised, you know, the last year when it was the first lockdown, I saw a lot of Uber Eats, you know, the drivers, you know, coming my street and everything else. This time, I didn't saw. Because people say, like, it's not because it's expensive, but because they said they gained the weight.
Yeah.
And everybody was, like, in the morning running, like, 2 kilometers, you know, sorry, 2 hours, you know, in a round. I was thinking everybody's preparing for the Olympic Games for marathon or something, right? And I'm like, yeah, you know, I just said, okay, I'm going to go on Amazon, buy some weights, you know what I mean? I'm going to do some exercise as well, you know what I mean? Anyway, there's no availability. I was like, okay, that's a good sign. I should not train, you know what I mean? That I found myself. But Kitty, you said you're the one of the hardest people working, and no doubt you are. What would be your biggest tip for anybody who runs the business and says, I found it difficult to work 10 hours per day?
Okay. Very good question, Mario.
I know.
I
tried to
put it. Yeah, that's really well
come
asked.
Through with the goals.
I think the hardest thing for people to understand in business, or people that want success of some kind, that it's like everyone says, it doesn't come cheap. So I worked, I'll be really honest, share my start with you.
Yes,
I
please.
Worked for the first 6 months in my business, making no money, running at a loss, with hardly many clients. I would pick up clients here and there. And so if you can imagine, if your listeners can imagine getting up every single day for 6 months and not making money, but pushing through, and still being passionate and still being focused,
yes,
and still believing, you've just got to get to that tipping point. And
okay.
So I just kept going and going and going, even though I didn't have the rewards in front of me. There was no money coming in. In fact, I was running at a loss. There were times I had to loan money to my business and I struggled. So I think the problem is in society today, because without the internet and everything, people see someone go from zero to hero overnight.
Why
is that not happening for me? Hang on a minute. I've tried Instagram for a week now. Why do I not have 100,000 followers? They don't understand that you really do have to go the hard yards. And it's almost like an initiation. I see it as an initiation, like a rite of passage, that the universe will not give it to you easy. You have to be in it to win it, and you have to break, and you have to be broken down, and you have to have those tough days. They're the days that you learn the most and you grow the most. And eventually, you come out the other side. There'll then be other issues and other, you know, obstacles in your way. But I can certainly say I went through at least 6 months of struggle. And I think it's because I tend to work more and work faster than the average person. So 6 months for me doesn't seem like a long time to other people.
Yeah.
But for me, that was, you know, a stretch. Of getting up and motivating myself. And now through lockdown, you know, these long hours, I did like 16-hour days back to back, absolutely exhausted, tired, sometimes crying. You know when you're just so sleep deprived and you're just like, you can't even think straight? And I would have a cry.
Yeah.
I'd get up, shake it off, and go, get it together, Kitty. You know what you're here for. Get the job done.
May I ask you now, your right wing man, Jody, Jody, if something comes to you and say like it's not possible to do during the lockdown or there's obstacles, I can't achieve my goals, what would you reply to that person?
Look, if
please be kind, okay? No, no swearing on this.
Okay, I'll rethink my answer to that question then. No, but in all seriousness, like what Kitty said, she has climbed the mountain and her flag is firmly planted and there's no going back. And I feel as though that's, again, with her mentorship and where I am, that's exactly where we're at. So when it comes to clients, whether it's difficult, a big part of our role as a buyer's agent isn't actually buying the property. It's managing the client's expectations and aligning their budget with their wants and needs and their reality. So I think for us, that's probably the biggest obstacle that we faced with potentially difficult clients is essentially they may have wanted to purchase something in a particular area, but just didn't have the budget for it. I actually said to a client of mine a few weeks ago, he says to me, if I go to the bank and get more money, will that help? And I said, no. It's not the money. It's
why,
you.
Why is that there?
It's you. It's not the money. It's you. And I was completely honest. It wasn't that he needed more money. He needed to focus more on what it is that you want. What is a non-negotiable and your why? I think in anything in life, whether it's business, personal, buying a property, selling a property, it comes back to why are you doing it? For what purpose and what outcome do you want? And once we realigned that, we purchased a property the very next day.
I have a question for both of you. I heard one expression that the hardest word to say, it's no.
Would completely. You
that's correct.
Yes. It's almost not in our vocabulary.
Yeah. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt. We take a short break. Lovely Kitty and Jody sharing with us, not just their wisdom, but their resilience. This is a true resilience when you have to find the courage to continue moving forward. So all these beautiful definitions about resilience you can find nowhere, but instead this interview with Jody and Katie. Katie.
Yeah.
Babe, don't make a sound. 2 a.m. low, gotta keep it down. Don't wait around for a signal now. Give me some verb, I ain't talking now. You wanna ride in the six. You wanna dine in the six. But when I lean for the kiss, you said I'll probably send you some pics. And I'm like, hell nah, been waiting too long. Hell nah, I want that cruel love. Hell nah, been waiting too long. Hell nah, I want that cruel love. Body on my, losing all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, finding all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, losing all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, finding all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, losing all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, finding all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, losing all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, finding all my innocence, yeah. It's just incidental. My bad, never got the memo that you never have fun while you're in the limo. Yeah, you wanna ride in the six. You wanna dine in the six. But when I lean for the kiss, you said I'll probably send you some pics. And I'm like, hell nah, been waiting too long. Hell nah, I want that cruel love. Hell nah, been waiting too long. Hell nah, I want that cruel love. Body on my, losing all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, finding all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, losing all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, finding all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, losing all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, finding all my innocence, yeah. On my,
with their hearts on fire, who's gonna save us now? When we thought that we couldn't get higher, things started looking down. I look at you and you look at me like nothing but strangers now. Two kids with their hearts on fire, don't let it burn us out. Think about what you believe in now. Am I someone you cannot live without? Cause I know I don't wanna live without you. Yeah, come on.
Back to the studio, listening live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt. I have two lovely ladies, true inspiration, motivation for all of you. So I'm inviting you come tonight on our website, alive905.com.au, and search on the podcast Business Insights, the story of Kitty and Jody. You don't need to be inspired. Inspiration comes from inside, but you will be motivated. There is no for answer. So we come back from the break, Jody. And we just have the little bit emotional outburst here in the studio. I'm part of the learning that Kitty, she ate at the 3 containers, family size of the ice cream.
I think that's amazing.
I think you just exaggerated there, Mario. This turned into, you know, me eating ice cream to this exaggerated version of, you know, 3 family size every day.
Okay, so
lockdown.
The question is, okay, just only one. Okay, only one. Okay, that's fine.
Just, I mean, one, Mario. Yeah.
So... what was the routine for you, Jody, during the lockdown? I know we have experiences, you know, like as I said before, you know, obstacles and, you know, emotional outbursts and loneliness, and some people eat ice cream, you know, yoga ice cream, but, you know, what was
even
your,
though it was yoga. let's make that very clear.
So, what was your routine for the during day? Or let's just say you wake up, you know, like, you know, obviously you wake up like midday or
Oh my goodness, no. I've been up for at least 10 hours by midday. No, look, and I think that was the biggest part of lockdown is that there wasn't any routine. We get so caught up in our lives of routine, getting up, doing what we need to do, getting the kids off to school, going to work, coming home, cooking dinner. Well, you didn't need to be anywhere at a particular time.
Yes.
So there was no routine. So I think also that was a huge struggle, actually going, okay, what is my day going to look like and how am I going to differentiate my days from my nights? Because it all just becomes one. And it's very easy, especially when I wasn't with my children, to just work. So Kitty's saying she works 16-hour days. It was very easy to do that because there was nothing else going on. Yeah. And we, again, were so, so busy. The property market didn't stop. So we were exponentially busy. So we could just work. So it was actually very hard to go, oh, it's 11:30. I really should shut my computer and go to bed now.
You know, I find difficult that life in a tracksuit becomes the new normal.
It's so true.
I had to buy some tracksuits. I didn't have any. It was cold and miserable and you weren't going out. And I didn't have any. I literally had to buy tracksuits.
Tracksuit because, you know, like I know that people coming back into, you know, offices, whatever it is. But once upon a time, I was coming in suit every day and everything. Suddenly, I become more, I would say, casual, smart casual, which I'm not preferring having T-shirt and a shirt and it doesn't leave a good impression on myself, you know, I mean, and not on my employees. Did you live just in tracksuit, Kitty, or did you done exercising as well in the morning, like at 5 o'clock in the morning, you go run around the...
I did. Well,
you did? Okay, so...
What I did was, obviously, gyms were closed.
Yes.
Which, to me, it's basically saying you're taking the oxygen from my lungs, because I love the gym. It, for me, it's that de-stress, you know, I need the gym in the morning. And... the gyms were closed and I'm like, okay, what do I do? So I did do like personal training sessions with my trainer in the local park 3 times a week. And I think that's why I thought I could eat so much ice cream because I convinced myself I was still,
I'm training.
I train. But that actually became a real focal point of my routine.
Yes.
I needed those 3 days a week training because just like Jody mentioned, the days roll in.